The sample portfolios assignment is really not an assignment. You don't have to do anything. We're going to do it as a class together. And why is that? Well, let's read. As much as I dislike the idea of this exercise, we're going to track a sample portfolio of stocks or bonds. Actually, we're just going to do stocks. Believe it or not, it's one of the requirements of the course. I don't like this idea because it encourages and condones short-term thinking, short-term trading. Show me your results over 5, 10 years, 20 years, not 4 months. But since we only have a single semester, I guess it's the best we can do. You see, what the folks who wrote the book and other people who teach the class want to do is they want to create a horse race or a contest. And if you bought the book new, you received a subscription to a company named StockTrack. But all the major financial websites let you do this for free. And we're going to, they want you to create a portfolio and then buy and sell. That's why Chapter 2 discusses buying and selling securities, even though we haven't learned about these securities in detail yet. And I don't think it makes any sense. And as I continue, however, we haven't even covered mutual funds in detail yet, let alone individual stocks or bonds. And we certainly don't want to spend a ton of time learning how to create and track a portfolio of stocks or bonds before we even cover them in detail. So, together, we will create and track a portfolio of stocks together. It's already been done. The face-to-face class has already chosen some stocks. I added a couple. And one of the students wanted to buy Facebook, and everybody, not everybody, but it was voted down. And, oh boy, was that a mistake. It's the only one that went up. Okay, so we diversified across industries. And so we started with $100,000, and we bought $10,000 each of 10 different stocks. So throughout the semester, come back and take a look at the snapshot and see how we're doing. So far, not so good. Yeah, January has been a rough month for the stock market. But we still got 3.5 more months to go, folks, so let's see how we do.